You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
Got it. Few rules. We have to have structure on this program.
Is that...
Yeah,
is
that must be it.
Okay.
I don't know why, but, you know, things sometimes reel out of control, and we just have to rein it in.
That's right. And
that's the way it is. I mean, you just can't...
You know
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, got to roll with it.
You have to. Yes, you really have to.
Happy Friday. Hey, well, rise and shine, shake a leg, up and at 'em. Top of the morning.
Hard to believe we made it this far already, doing two shows a day.
Yeah. That's right. We got another show this afternoon
from
until 5. We hope you'll tune in then, but just getting going this morning. It's 36 degrees. It's cloudy. It's going to stay cloudy through most of the day and highs in the mid-40s. And a good-looking weekend ahead, Saturday and Sunday. Mid to upper 40s tomorrow with clouds. And then Sunday is supposed to be sunny and 52.
Wow.
I know.
I like it.
A great-looking weekend ahead.
Excellent. Well, I can change the headlights. I'm a little Prius.
Oh, yeah.
Without too much trouble, I guess.
Well, you know, this is early on in the program, but I just want to say that I will be going line dancing this weekend. I have decided. I'm switching it up, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Is it because you're getting pressure?
It's because I'm getting pressured, yes.
That's
well,
too bad.
I can definitely understand. I've been there, done that. You know, had to go to discos, had to get out on the dance floor. I've been there.
All
right.
Yep.
It's not easy. I'm not looking forward to it, though. I'm not.
I'm not.
I just want to have a relaxing weekend, you know, maybe lay in bed for a while.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I always thought that women were just playing around with guys, you know, basically trying to make an idiot out of them and watching them.
Trying to make an
idiot out of them. So, yes. Yes. Yeah. That's what I honestly thought that, and I still kind of think that.
Mm.
You know, they just want to see what they can get their boyfriend to do. And obviously they know guys don't necessarily dance real well.
Hmm.
So they anticipate a goofball and somebody they can make fun of later in life, you know, if it lasts that long.
The first time I went line dancing, you know, my girlfriend told me, you know, get out there.
Sure,
and, sure.
You know, sounds familiar.
And I didn't know what to do, and I can't move my hips real well. I'm just bad. I'm just bad at dancing.
We all are.
Right. So, why
okay,
is that?
I had some roommates that were very good dancers. They came from New York.
Yeah.
And, and they were roommates of mine in Milwaukee. And,
you think that New York people
knew how to dance. Man.
Are dancers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For some reason, they had to, I guess, maybe they were trained to be good dancers because they're from New York.
From an early age.
The city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting theory.
And they had the accents, right? They had to play those up when they were talking to most people just to kind of impress them.
Sure. Yeah. That's the way it goes.
I was unimpressed.
Mm.
But I was impressed enough to take him as a roommate. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah, did you have a lot of different roommates along the way?
I did. Yeah. Well, not a whole lot, just a few. But these two guys from New York were crazy, and they were dancers, and they'd go to the discos and try their luck. Maybe come back with somebody. Who knows? You know, it was just
those were the days. Yeah.
I wasn't really crazy about the apartment. It's one of those lofts. Man, I still don't understand the reason why anybody would have a loft apartment.
Was this in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just awful.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's just a platform.
Right.
That you can't do anything with. You can look down on the living room, I guess, if you want to feel
what
superior.
Yeah.
But there, you know, you can't have a TV up there because it interrupts the TV downstairs.
Mm.
Just right. Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand that either now that you mention it.
And some people would have like a little bed out there for guests.
Oh, yeah. But that
but there's no privacy, right?
Yeah. Doesn't seem right.
You put up a screen, I guess. But I don't understand loft apartments. I don't get them. Why? And usually, you know, tall ceilings, which is a lot to heat.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. The heat goes up. And,
yeah. So that's where I'm at.
Well, thanks for explaining that.
Psychedelic check.
Yeah. All right. A little later on, we're going to talk in. We're going to check in with Savannah Tomei Olson, get the latest news updates of what's happening around Madison, surrounding areas. And Rocker will be in the studio with a Max Inc. preview.
Yeah.
Seems like he was just here.
We did.
That's right. We had
actually hosted him last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't it weird we're talking about the afternoon as last night?
Yeah, I know.
It is dark.
It gets dark by the time we're done with the show.
Yeah.
You know, we start out in darkness and we end in darkness.
Wow. Sounds like a George Harrison song.
Right. Beware of Darkness.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great tune. Great album.
I love that album. That whole album is just unbelievable.
That's the number one solo Beatles album.
Really?
Yeah. It outsold anything that the others had done after the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that has always been my favorite album. I used to listen to it on my way out west when I used to visit Arizona every once in a while. Yeah. And it reminds me of going to Arizona. It reminds me of the landscapes, the long drives.
Triple album set.
Yeah, can you imagine? Wow, that kind of built up inside, huh? Had to get it out.
Had to stack those songs up. Couldn't get them done. Wow. Yeah.
And they're all just beautifully made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a terrific album. Yeah. All right. What else is happening? Oh, you know what?
Days of Future Past. Right?
What?
Days of Future Past.
Oh, that's a great album. Yeah. What? Moody Blues?
That one, yeah. No, well, yeah.
Are you talking about that
no,
one?
No, well, what is the George Harrison's album? What is it?
I'm not sure which.
The first one, the big one.
Oh, All Things Must
All
Pass.
All Things Must Pass, that's it.
Yeah, yep. That's it.
Yeah, you nailed it for the Moody Blues.
Yes, that's right. Hey, we need to tell you about Schwab's big movie coming up, The Godfather of Green Bay. It's happening at the Atwood Music Atwood Music Hall on Thursday, December 4th, 7 o'clock, brought to us by Downdrin's Distilling. In fact, we're going to give away a pair of tickets right now, okay?
Wow.
So, yeah, so I know it's early, but I know we have a few listeners out there during the early going. Our number is 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255. And we'll just take the very first caller that comes on in, all right? A pair of tickets to the Godfather of Green Bay. Again, this is happening at Atwood Music Hall, Thursday, December 4th, 7 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun. Pete Schwabo will be there. We'll be there as well. Mm-hmm. Introducing Pete, he's going to talk about the movie and take some questions after the show or during the show.
Yeah, sure he will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll have some fun giveaways during the during our time there. Yeah, give away a few things. Ah, we got a caller here already.
Excellent.
All right. Let's see. Can we put him right on the air?
No.
Yeah, we can. We got time.
You want?
Why not?
Want to?
Yeah. Right. Let's go to Cottage Grove and Fred. Hey, Fred. Good morning.
Howdy. Good morning.
Hey, Fred.
Are you able to go to the Atwood Music Hall on Thursday, December 4th at 7 p.m.?
Yeah. I'm not sure what the Atwood Music Hall is. Is that the Barrymore?
No, it's right near the Barrymore.
It's right around the corner from the Barrymore.
Yeah, it's actually a fairly new venue that just opened up a few months ago, and it's a beautiful place.
Okay. Great.
Terrific place to see show. So we'll get your information here off the air, and we'll send you a pair of tickets to the – actually, we'll get you on the list, and you'll be going that night, Thursday, December 4th, to the Godfather of Green Bay.
And we'll see you there, Fred.
You betcha. Thank you.
All right. Congratulations.
Stay on the line, Fred.
All right. Yeah, hang on the line there. Dom will get all your information here in just a moment. Okay.
Well,
there we go. We're going to give away more tickets a little bit later on in the show.
All right. So, two tickets, right?
Yep. A pair of tickets.
And it's all brought to them by
Downdrin's Distilling.
Got it.
And we'll be giving away some of the portion of the tickets to, or portion of the admission price, which is $10 to go to the show. A portion of that goes to the Dane County Humane Society. So,
all right.
It's all for a great cause.
Lucky out there in Cottage Grove today.
Yeah, Fred from Cottage Grove, congratulations to you. Okay.
All right.
Good deal.
And Catherine's kind of half listening to the show this morning. We'll guide her through as she continues to fire questions off at us here.
She's just waking up.
Yeah, Scott of Troy.
I imagine.
Okay. Right. You know, I got this interesting story out of Great Britain. They're passing laws. They're very concerned with men's health out there.
Yeah.
You were listening to, debate here in Parliament. I was playing it here in the studio a few seconds ago, and they were talking about men's health. Very concerned about this stuff, and they're giving away tests for prostate cancer, so on and so forth.
Right.
But the other thing they're taking up is never drinking alone.
Really?
Yes, never drinking alone.
Okay. What are they suggesting that you do? Just drink, but you got to be with people.
You have to be with people after 9 p.m.
Is this a law they're trying to pass?
Yeah, they want to make this a regular thing for all bars. There's a karaoke bar, Alibi, reportedly implemented an unusual door policy when they first opened 3 years ago. Solo partygoers are restricted. They're verboten. No single entry, reads a sign at the door, after 9 p.m.
Well, okay.
Yeah. If you are with guests already inside the venue, please contact them in advance of entry. This is for the safety of all guests. So, yes, and they're defending this kind of decision. If something happens to that person in a late night busy bar environment where people are drinking, it's an absolute nightmare for us to deal with, the bar anyway. They explained that someone entering the bar alone was immediately in a vulnerable situation, adding, if anything happens to someone, we're clear, we want to know who they are.
What? Is this a law they're trying to put in just in this town, or
I don't know localized or what? They fall over and bang their head. They get locked in the toilet
if they're drinking alone. Wow.
Okay. Or they have to lock. Okay, they lock the doors in the restroom. What have they had to drink? Because situations arise where the friend group gives you all the information you need. If there's no one with them, we don't have that information. Wow, it sounds like they're really concerned about nothing.
So this is only after 9 p.m.
After 9
p.m. Before 9 p.m., you can come in single and drink all you want, right?
Yes. Thou dost worry too much, I think. I'm way too concerned about the small details. Getting locked in the restroom.
Apparently, a lot of lonely people in that town.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want them just all walking in one by one.
They don't know anything about them. That's the way we like to keep it, actually.
Okay. All right. We're just getting going on Friday morning. It's John Peterson, Gordy Younglow with our producer, Dominic Lee, live from downtown Madison on State Street. We're back with more after this on WMDX. While weeping at the sea.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. What's trending? What's trending?
You can ask me what's trending. Trending. What's trending? Trending. You can ask me
what's trending. Well, thank you for asking. This is John and Gordy in the morning. WMDX 92.7. You can check us out on the Civic Media app to choose our station and then text us or voice note us or just give us a call.
Mm-hmm. Number is 608-879-8255. Weather for today, no big deal. 36 degrees this morning, cloudy skies, highs in the mid-40s this afternoon, and a good-looking weekend ahead.
And that's according to the weather window.
That's right.
That we have here checked in the studio.
WMDX Samsung watch for sunrise and sunset times lately.
You know, we haven't really
lately.
Done that we've in a long time.
Really been, we haven't kept up with our duties.
I know. So we've been punished and we've been penalized for that. we'll be docked. Our pay will be docked. 6:58 sunrise time. All right.
Okay. 6:58.
And then if you look ahead here to the sunset,
when
just
will
mark
it?
That down. 4:28.
Yeah. Wow.
This afternoon.
4:28. Okay. Got it. Good.
And I go home after this. You know, about 5:30. I make it home, and then I have to go out in the yard in the dark playing soccer.
And look who's here. It's our pal,
this is
Pat
crazy.
Kreitlow.
Pat Kreitlow's
Pat,
in the studio.
What are you doing here?
Shouldn't you be on the air?
I don't know if you've heard about this. They have this wonderful invention called magnetic tape, and you can record things ahead of time.
You can.
And I've got guests that don't want to show up at 6:25 in the morning on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh.
So have you guys ever thought about doing this? It gives you a lot of freedom to just bust into other people's studios over here.
Sure. I think that's great.
And say, you can listen to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media app. I mean, I love it. That cross-promotion thing.
Yeah, you could do
I
that.
I know. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't bring the donuts, though. I mean, you know,
if you break into
these studios.
Is there a place to get donuts at this early hour?
Dom,
do you know?
No, you know what?
I don't think so. I really don't think there is.
Okay, well.
Madison's a sleepy little town this time of day.
It is.
Yes, I know.
It's not like up north where everybody gets home at about
7:30
in the morning.
At this hour, yes, they're getting set to head to deer camp. And
That's right.
It's going to be a good weekend.
Hey, do we have deer camp coming up again on the air? Right?
Deer Hunters Roundup.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
yes,
can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
great.
Fantastic.
I know. We had one of the guys on, Greg Gunderson, talk about it.
Yeah.
And what a great tradition that is.
Yeah.
It is an amazing show to listen to.
I just love the stories that these guys send in.
And they took my story just fine about my dad, you know, tried to take me hunting.
Yeah.
In the same way, he tried to take me fishing. And in both cases, I was invited to go back and wait in the pickup.
There you go.
Apparently, I have a problem staying quiet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Well, look at this. I'm supposed to be sitting quietly listening to my interview right now, and instead I'm heckling you guys. So.
Okay.
Just wandering the station.
Fine. Yeah.
Well, it's great when, you know, the hunters themselves let their kids call into the show and then tell the hunting stories.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Those are heartwarming.
I've got a couple of grandsons who are hunters out in Idaho, and I mean they're getting like these big old mule deer and elk and things like that because their dad's a professional hunting guide, and so I'm really jealous, but I'm really happy for them.
Yeah,
that they get to learn part of the tradition, and in that part of the country they can do so and try to avoid being eaten by a grizzly bear. You know, we don't have that hazard.
No,
here.
We do not have that hazard.
No.
Yeah. So
we're
it's not
safe.
Something we have to worry about then.
Yeah, we're okay there. So I hope everybody stays safe. And, thank you for letting me. You really should lock this door. I mean, you just never know who could wander in.
I was thinking
like
the same thing.
Well, thank you guys.
All right, Pat.
All right.
Come back later if you want
Matt.
To. You know?
I'll pre-record some more interviews.
Okay.
All right.
Good deal. That's Pat Kreitlow.
Yes.
I didn't know he was here.
It's flannel shirt day as well. See, I've got mine over here.
I missed the memo.
I missed the memo too.
I've got my demo or denim shirt.
All right.
We got a few minutes here. Let's go to the phones. Matt is on the line from Middleton. Good morning, Matt. What's on your mind?
Morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Yes.
You know, the Madison area has a donut deficiency, I think. It's hard to find a good donut around here.
That's right.
Especially early in the morning.
But they usually used to be open very early in the morning, about 6 or so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the main point I wanted to make or comment, get your opinion on this, but it feels as if with the collapse of the middle class, and jobs in a lot of parts of the country since Reagan, it feels like the culture war became an actual civil war, even though, you know, with Trump's recent rhetoric, you can see that we're in a kind of political war.
We are.
Yeah.
And they didn't. Nobody wanted to say as much, even when they stormed the Capitol and all these things. It's obviously a war, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. War,
but it seems it's a cultural war. So my question for you guys is, like, I think we kind of do have to break up as a country in some way, have some kind of, I don't know what you call it, but when, you know, one significant part of the country, the Bible Belt, wants this Confederate Christian culture.
Yep.
And the rest of us want a democratic, mm-hmm. multicultural, you know, democracy-driven culture.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because, you know, if you give...
You can't work as one system.
But if you put the Christians in one area of the country, then they'll have all the porno. And so, you know, there will be people in the other part
and
of the country.
All the pedophiles, so yeah, that'll be okay.
But pornography is most popular in the Christian parts of the country. That's where pornography is most popular. And I learned that from a guide put out by Harlequin, romance novels. Yeah, well, my wife used to write for them, and they put out a survey, nationwide poll survey research that they put in together, and they found out that the Christian parts of the country are the heavy porno users. So
do tell.
And then, you know, they would keep it from us for the rest of the country. I mean, every once in a while, you know, get a little dose. But forget it, man.
That's just the way it is. Okay. It is 6:29.
I mean, it's accidental most of the time. Right?
Okay, sure. the Midwest Food and Farm Report is next with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. Then we're back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
Leave off, God bless Daddy, won't you please? Now they're alone in New York City, living like Lord.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down.
God, I'm so stupid!
Stupid, foolish, gullible, doltish, dumbbell, lazy.
I'm an extremely stable genius. Okay.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. You are fake news.
That's the best stupid thing I've ever heard this week, man.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
It happens. It does happen.
Idiocracy.
Wow, wow, wee. Hey, we had to correct ourselves here. There is a donut shop that is open at 6 a.m. And thank you, Linda, out in Middleton. She must have been there a few times. It's Duck Donuts. We were there once. And, boy, it's really, really cool. I mean, they got fresh donuts and coming out of the fryer.
A huge variety there.
Yeah, oh,
they're,
yeah.
They're right on University Avenue near Shorewood Hills.
And you can have any kind of donut. They can make it for you.
Yeah, they custom make them as you are there.
And not only that, they even give you a donut while you're waiting for the donut that you want made for you.
Really?
Such a deal.
Really just, it's a great place.
Yeah. Should we go to the phones and see
why
what's
not?
On,
well, Mark has been waiting a long time, so let's get to Mark right now.
Mark, good morning. Yeah. What's happening?
Morning. Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, well, tomorrow morning I'll be up my tree with waiting for a white tail to come by.
No
but
kidding.
At the same time,
okay. Yeah.
I'll have my little wire bird feeder hanging next to me that the chickadees come and visit me all day and
you know, keep you
chickadees
company
and the nuthatches and the keep me company and nuthatches and various other birds sometimes come in that you know the big pileated woodpeckers never come to that feeder but the littler woodpeckers will come in and grab some sunflower seeds and that to keep me company and keep me entertained.
Are you are you just like inanimate while you're there? Because you know birds are afraid of humans normally, moving around.
Chickadees and chickadees and nuthatches certainly aren't. The chickadees. I mean, I've had chickadees land on my hat when I'm putting my game camera.
Oh, okay. For
talking about the Christian nation that they want to have, I would remind my Christian brothers and sisters that want to have this Christian nation. That from Matthew 25, it kind of closes up. The king will answer them back. I tell you, indeed, whenever you refuse to help of these, the least important ones, you refuse to help me. And that they should remember that, that you know, these people that want to cut back on welfare and all that, it is just we're supposed to be taking care of our brothers and sisters and not be passing judgment on them. And these people claim to be super Christians. They certainly aren't following, you know, what Jesus taught.
No, not
whether
at all.
You believe he was divine or not. I mean, you know, simply his philosophy. If that's what you believe in, we should be taking care of our brothers and sisters, you know, no matter here or around the world, for that matter.
Well, just to you know, give you a heads up, we're going to have a guest on next week, Monday, on the afternoon show, and we're going to have a guest from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and we'll be talking about white nationalism in Christianity.
Yeah. So that's Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right.
Okay. So what's in our idiocracy?
Oh, yes.
file today.
I'm just what numb. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. No.
It's the end of the week here.
I know.
We've been working day and night, so here we are.
All right, let's talk about the $2,000 rebate, the tariff rebate.
When's that happening? Remember, that check going to hit the mail?
Tariff rebate is twice as much as actual tariffs brought into the country. I can't explain this. Anyway, they're going to limit who gets the tariffs to those who earn under $100,000 a year. So if you make less than that, you're eligible to get the tariff. And that is obviously money you ended up paying for as an added price to the products you've been purchasing.
Right.
Since Trump took office. Wow, are we suckers or what?
I know.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe this is actually happening. Now, they're estimating 42% of households in 2025 earn more than $100,000. So that means like 2 in 5 families would be ineligible if that cap stands, and that's what they're looking at so far. That's where the cap will be, at $100,000. It sounds ridiculous, and I think it sounds pretty obvious about what they want to do. They want to release this around the middle of next year.
Okay.
Now, what's coming up around the middle of next year? Or a little bit later?
Yeah.
Middle of next year or a little bit later? That's what they're saying.
It's election time.
That would be, is that election time? It is election time. Yeah, right. So that would be a bribe for people to vote for Trump during the election.
Yeah.
And it's in the form of a tariff rebate, taxes you paid in.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. They're really playing us.
Yeah.
Okay. God. What are we doing? Oh, hey, suckers. We talked to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, Dr. Tim Slecker.
Right.
Educators talking about education in educated ways. I'm not quite sure how they say that.
I think you got it right.
Okay, well.
Educators talking about education.
There you go. That's even better. That's how they say it. And we played a little cut from somebody who was saying that they want to be a nurse, but that's no longer considered a professional degree. Nursing.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Or teaching, for that matter, is no longer. Well, my wife actually caught this little article. They have a list of the things that are no longer professional degrees. All right. And this is perhaps maybe an occupation you were thinking about getting into.
Well, what are these?
Education, including teachers' master's degrees, nursing, MSN and DNPs, social work, public health, physician assistant, occupational therapy, physical therapy, audiology, speech language pathology, business master's, engineering master's, counseling and therapy degrees.
So if you're going for those are no longer professional degrees.
Professional degrees, which then are useful in getting student loans.
Yes, right.
And grants. So this is, and that's what the Department of Ed was professional at doing. This is what their job was, to make sure that, you know, these student loans were given out, and also the grants. So,
wow. Wow.
And that answers CJ's question from yesterday.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Which I can't stop thinking about.
Well, there you have it.
But anyway, it seems like a lot of these occupations, by the way, are women-centric, right?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It seems like they're taking aim at women's occupations in many ways.
Might be.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just an observation.
Okay.
Women-centric. Let's get into what happened. This is interesting because, you know, the jobs numbers came out for September.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the last time they've actually taken a look at this stuff. And I think they had a pretty good turnout for jobs, 150,000 jobs created, which they're touting as just amazing, right? But
okay.
The 2 months before that, which I think were negative territory, actually lost more jobs.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't, when they didn't brag about it, because they certainly didn't want to avoid that topic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there won't be a jobs number for October because no one is around to make the calls and do anything about it. So we won't ever get the jobs numbers for October.
Really?
I know it's disappointing to Dom, who was looking forward to that.
Yeah, Dom and I wait every month for those numbers to come in.
Yeah, that was the point. We were going to have a party and everything.
Yeah, we'd make a little chart.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But
update it.
But I know, get the whiteboard out, right? And update it. But this is not taken advantage of, and that is the income growth. Now, we haven't really looked at that, but there's a damning J.P. Morgan Chase report that came out. Income growth in the U.S. sank to a near-decade low, with employed 25 to 29-year-olds bearing the brunt of the stagnating wages. And remember, we talked about this yesterday, stagnation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Basically, that's what we're sliding into at this point. Not inflation, but stagnation.
Mm-hmm.
A separate investigation reveals Americans may be applying to jobs that don't exist. Get this. They do not exist. They're applying for jobs that don't exist. Well, and make-believe shadow job markets are out there where 1 in 3 job postings go nowhere.
Well,
we're not talking about it, but I think this is going to be something big in the future where we're talking about a shadow job market.
What?
And applying for jobs that don't exist.
Why would those applications be out there for jobs that don't exist, those job openings?
Who's doing this? Who has the time to do something like this? I guess, you know?
Okay.
All right. Let's go to something. This is in regards to health care now, the Affordable Care Act. And Matt Fiedler, he was from the Center on Health Policy. He had a statement about the ACA repealing the tax credits, the supplemental, that we so depend on. Let's listen to this cut 95. Check out this cut. This is Matt Fiedler. He is from the Brookings Institute. He knows what he's talking about, so let's listen.
All right.
Here to talk about the causes and possible responses to this challenge is Matt Fiedler.
So most people who buy their coverage on the individual market, around 85% of them, receive a subsidy from the federal government that helps pay their premium. What I'll say is happening at the same time is the sticker premium, the sort of pre-subsidy premium that insurers set, those are rising too. Insurers expect that when the subsidies go away and the sort of broad swath of enrollees in the market face higher costs, that some of those enrollees are going to drop out of the market and that the people who are going to be left behind are going to be sicker than the average today. For people who receive subsidies, they're pretty insulated from year-to-year swings in premium costs, because when premiums go up, the amount of the subsidy goes up and the amount that the enrollee pays stays the same. So when the subsidies were expanded in 2021, we saw enrollees see big reductions in what they paid, and we're now about to see that go into reverse with subsidies shrinking and enrollees seeing big increases in what they're expected to pay. There's a timing dimension of this, that if Congress was going to extend the subsidies, it would have been better, frankly, to do it many months ago, because then insurers would have assumed that they're going to retain the healthier risk pool they have today in setting their premiums for 2026, and that would have translated into lower costs for subsidized enrollees.
Now, that's important to note, that they're wondering, well, you know, the price went way up, and Ron Johnson is out there giving speeches. See, this is what happened. It's flawed. The ACA is a bad thing because it couldn't keep prices down, and prices went right through the roof because of the ACA. Also because because the supplements weren't continued.
Right.
Insurance said, no, we're going to raise the rates now. Thank you very much. And it really is the fault of Trump and the Trump administration policies. So,
okay.
Are you okay? No.
I don't think
we don't have time for an 8-minute story.
Okay. No.
I just made that up. I have no idea. I have a really short story, but we don't need to get to it right now. We've got more coming up here on Idiocracy.
Yes, we do. And we want to remind you, you could win your dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. It's easy to do. Just log on to our website, WMDXradio.com, and go to the carousel at the top of the page. Click on the Win Your Dinner from WMDX banner there and enter. We give a $50 gift certificate, gift card, I should say, away every week. And then we toss out all the entries and start all over. We're going to be back with more of John and Gordy after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Sparkling on the street. There's people at the pickup stations craving someone new to meet. For me, I'm just sitting here drinking my bottle of good German wine. Pleasure moves on too early, we're doing our best to make it take its time. People all around us, they're eating, drinking, laughing, partying, carrying on. Somehow, whenever we're at the Toad, it's a special kind of fun.
Yes, it is.
The Stone Toad.
The Stone Toad in Milwaukee, a bar I used to hang out at. It was just a great place. Got a commercial from it, so thought I'd play it for you.
Sounds like a fun place.
It is, yeah. Just eating, drinking, partying. All right, this is John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX 92.7.
It's a cloudy start. We're at 36 degrees, highs in the mid-40s for today, and it's going to stay cloudy through the day and tomorrow, too. Pretty much the same story, but Sunday is going to be bright and beautiful and sunny and highs near 52 Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
So good-looking weekend.
I should bring in the Suburbia sandwich ad. That was also a musical thing. I think Belushi did it.
Oh, really?
Yes. Could be wrong, but that was the story at the time. But
I remember Suburbia.
Do you remember it?
I remember
we had it here in Madison, too.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah.
It was a while ago.
In fact, my wife worked at Suburbia.
No kidding.
Yeah, she knew the secret seasonings that they had on it. Suburbia had a very unique flavor to any other sub sandwich in the world. And because of the two guys that owned Suburbia, they couldn't agree on what they were going to do with the recipe when they got rid of the business.
Yeah.
And they kept it. And that was it. And then eventually sold the franchise to somebody. And they have kind of the recipe, not all of it, but it tastes just like Suburbia. Suburbia sandwich flavor. It had that flavor. So the one thing about Suburbia is that they had very oily sandwiches.
Was that
a
local place, or was that a franchise?
I don't know if they branched out too much further than Milwaukee at the time, but they were in Madison too.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looks like only in Wisconsin is where it's
in Wisconsin.
Only in Wisconsin. Yep.
It's not around anymore, though.
Not anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
It's kind of creepy. Some of these commercials, it's like clowns all over the place. Is that like?
I don't remember that. No. Wow.
Are you creeped out by clowns?
I'm a little creeped out by clowns. Yeah. I can't say. Wow. Okay.
Well, that might be their new ad campaign. Not a success story in any way, shape, or form. Hey, I got a local story. They're thinking about doing something to the Beltline. This is from WMTV, Channel 15.
What are they going to do?
Well, they've got some plans. They've been working on this for a whole hell of a long time. I don't think there's a lot to the plans, but let's listen to the plans.
Okay.
The DOT has created a roadmap for the future of the Beltline, but before any projects take shape, they're looking for the community's input on their suggestions.
But as a tow truck driver for Finish Line Towing in Madison, he's had a front row seat to some of the most dangerous situations.
When the flex lane opens up, it's just, they're flying. Even if the flex lane is not open, the left lane, everybody still goes super fast.
That's one of the main things we're looking to address is pinpointing where those safety issues are located, whether they be at interchange. Some of them are occurring, you know, as you get off the Beltline. The weaves are obviously a concern.
One possible fix, adding space where drivers merge on or off the Beltline, or extending the flex lane.
We are seeing congestion issues on the Beltline, so the proposed improvement does include looking at either an extension of the flex lane to the west or an additional travel lane to the east.
Now, all of these projects would require environmental impact studies and approval for funding by the state. The DOT expects some projects could start construction by the early 2030s if they are approved.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, thank you. The DOT will hold a public meeting for input on December 4th.
You might want to show up for that, okay. Gordy.
I can't wait. Okay.
Okay, you know.
I mean, how much more can they expand the Beltline? I mean, really? I mean, as far as the lanes go.
Yeah.
Looks like the flex lane on both sides takes up all the space.
It kind of ends, too. They end.
Yeah, right? I know the flex lanes end, but they want to extend those,
it
right?
ends before Gammon Road,
okay.
from what I remember anyway. And
right.
They have no place to expand
yeah.
once they get past Gammon Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of space.
But I don't know. The flex lane is kind of crazy and a little scary.
Yeah, a little scary.
You really have to go fast in those.
Right.
And you know me, I like to go fast.
Put the pedal on the
speed.
Metal.
That's John not, Peterson. I don't like the speed, but I do like to go fast. right. I have the suggestion, I think, and they did mention it. I think they kind of mentioned it in a way that no one really understood it. But it's that it's adding a lane that you turn off and exit.
Mm.
Or it's adding that lane where people turn onto the Beltline.
Yeah.
And that lane continues to the next exit.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's from entrance to exit. There's an extra lane for cars to get on and off, mm-hmm. and it really does free up traffic.
Do they have enough space to do that kind of thing?
I think they do. I think they can't put those in, that extra lane. Yeah, I think that's a much better idea.
Well, maybe you ought to go to this meeting that's coming up. Explain that to them.
Well,
or bring a map.
I missed the meeting where they were thinking about putting speed bumps in front of my house.
How's that working out? You like those?
I hate them, but I don't have to drive on them mostly. Mm. They're just beyond my house, which is kind of nice.
Good.
So I'm happy with that. Here, Dan says they need to put in a bypass to the south or for traffic, not going to Madison. That was always a topic, an issue they thought about, Dan, for a long time, in putting a southern south Beltline in.
Yeah,
for just through traffic.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, but probably difficult because of all the neighborhoods and expansion of those neighborhoods in that area.
Put a tunnel in underneath the Beltline, express tunnel.
Maybe we can get Elon to do it. He seems to be hot on those Tesla tunnels.
Okay. It is 6:59. We've got news, weather, sports coming up. We're going to talk to Savannah Tomei Olson in just a few minutes and Rocker in our next hour. All coming up on John and Gordy for a Friday morning, WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.